Good morning. Greetings. Welcome to The Bright Side, friends, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they are, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place as you listen to The Bright Side every day. You are more and more in control of your body, more and more in control of your health. You're more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue, and that is why we are here every day on The Bright Side to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure, obesity, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while it may look like magic, this renewing system is not a miracle. It's just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 866-582-9933 is our number today. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Angela or Frank or Danette at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about the Healthy Start Pack, which includes the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, the multivitamin mineral powder that you drink. It tastes great, and it's a great way to demonstrate to non-believers in nutritional supplementation, folks who have not experienced how effective a supplement program can be. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great way to demonstrate how effective a nutritional program can be, and it's only about $50, and it tastes great. It's cheaper if you get on the Healthy Start Pack. If you help join me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, it is cheaper still. And you can always go to my website to purchase all the longevity products, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there as well as videos and articles. Check out the eight chapters of Good Nutrition video, which will explain some of the basic ideas that we talk about here on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for joining us once again. We've been spending a lot of time talking about cardiovascular issues, the heart and heart disease and high blood pressure. We've covered a lot of stuff, fructose, liver, the digestive system, insulin and blood sugar, different medications. We'll definitely be talking about the statin drugs here in a little bit. I've gotten a whole bunch of emails about people who are inquiring about how to get off the statin drugs and what exactly is the problem with the statin drugs. And we will definitely be talking about that in coming days. But the main point I want to make right now is that there are so many places that we can work, so many alternative health options at our disposal. If we have any kind of heart or circulatory issues, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure issues, kidney disease, any circulatory problems at all, you don't have to resort to the prescription drug model. When you go to a doctor and you have something wrong with your circulatory system, if you have high blood pressure, for example, for most people, the first thing that's going to happen, the main treatment that you're going to get is going to be a pharmacological remedy. Do you ever wonder where this idea that you have health problem A, you're going to get drug B? Where did this logic come from? That when we have a health issue, there's some automatic prescription remedy that drops down from above. Where did this idea come from? Let's stop and think about this for a second. Where the heck did this logic of negative health number, negative health marker, like high LDL or low HDL or high systolic blood pressure, where did this logic that if you have a negative health marker, you automatically get a prescription drug, where did that logic come from? Now, if you ever thought about that, where this logic of bad test number leads to prescription drug comes from, I want to tell you, it comes from the people selling us the prescription drugs. This is one of the best and biggest scams in the history of mankind. The sheer lucre, the sheer profit, the sheer cash flow that we're talking about here with prescription drugs is mind-boggling. Worldwide, we're talking trillions of dollars in sales and billions of dollars in pure profits. This con job of prescription drugs is a financial boondoggle and cash cow, and no one in the business of healthcare is going to tell you that because they don't want to kill the goose that's laying the golden eggs. This prescription model, this prescription drug model of healthcare, all began at the beginning of the 20th century. Believe it or not, in the early 1900s, most medical schools were little trade schools. They were like diploma factories, and you only needed to go to school for 1 or 2 years, and you get a little diploma, and you become a doctor. And these little trade schools were run-for-profit kinds of setups, and they started to sprout out all over the place, all over the country. In the early 1900s, there was a lot of money being made in the little trade schools, and by 1910 or so, these little trade schools were popping up all over the place, and there was no standardization, there was no regulation. And around 1910, this guy named Abraham Flexner, F-L-E-X-N-E-R, was commissioned by the Carnegie Foundation to do a study on medical school standardization, which basically meant standardization of medical treatments, which means procedures and protocols that that would be standardized to treat specific illnesses. Standardized treatments for disease. Flexner and his cronies considered anything that didn't have to do with so-called scientific treatment, and keep in mind this was 1910, and science wasn't all that advanced back then. We didn't have even an understanding of quantum physics in the early 1900s. So Flexner and his cronies were thinking is that if anything didn't have any, wasn't somehow scientifically valid, it was going to be considered quackery, it was going to be considered charlatanism, and anybody who practiced a non-scientific type of medicine was to be considered a fraud. Abraham Flexner and the Flexner Report were the beginnings of disease X gets treatment Y. And if you use any other treatment, homeopathy, nutrition, electrical frequencies, you would be considered a quack. Cut to 100 years later, the year 2011, and not only are medical professionals considered quacks if they practice some kind of alternative medicine, they can oftentimes go to jail. Cut 100 years later to today, 2011, and all of a sudden, you have nearly half of Americans taking prescription drugs and many taking multiple prescriptions. You know, there's almost 50%, 48% of Americans are on at least one prescription drug in within the last month. The use of two drugs within the last month is one out of three Americans. The use of five or more drugs is one out of 10 Americans. There are billions of prescriptions every year. The average American is taking 12 prescriptions every year. You'd think with all that wonderful care and loving prescription medicine, we would all be amazingly healthy and living long, long lives. Well, of course, that's not the case. We're sicker than ever before. Many of our illnesses and physical complaints sound suspiciously to this pharmacist like the side effects of drugs. Even on the when we die at the point of our deaths, many times the death certificate may say died of a heart attack, but many times those people who are dying of heart attacks are on multiple prescription drugs. So if you're taking prescriptions for your heart or for your blood pressure and you don't want to, please understand that you're participating in a model that's only been around for 100 years or so, that is far from pristine and honest in its intentions, and is by no means your only option. This is the key point here, friends. If you are on a prescription drug for anything, it is by no means your only option. In fact, you have, when it comes to heart disease anyway and circulatory issues, you have many, many options. We spent the last couple of days, the last couple of weeks really, talking about some of these options. And while the details may be overwhelming and confusing, the take-home message is you have choices. First of all, watch out for sugar. Watch out for refined flour. Watch out for anything that affects your blood sugar and insulin. The usual suspects: bread, cereal, potatoes, flour, corn, fruit juice, soda pop, desserts of all kinds. Those are obvious. But there are also sneaky places that you got to watch out for. There are sneaky foods that you got to watch out for. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he was having a hard time getting his blood sugar down. He was on all the right supplements, and he thought he was doing everything correctly, but he couldn't get his blood sugar down. Well, folks, if you can't get your blood sugar down, chances are you're putting sugar in your body. So I started talking to him, and I found out some interesting stuff. And I'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll be back right after this.
Hi. Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level, whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. We're here every day, 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. You can also get to our archive page. Everything's up there 24-7. You can get on the archive page. We've got shows up there from March onward. So if you miss a program or you want to review a program, everything is up at brightsideben.com. There's a shopping cart up there, too, where you can purchase the longevity products, and you can always click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the front page. And somebody will get back to you with information how you can make yourself a little money selling longevity products. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. We're talking about cardiovascular disease, and the main point that I want to get across is that there are lots and lots and lots of options. If you're on a prescription drug, it is by no means your only alternative. Food is always going to be the most important thing to consider. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he was having a hard time getting his blood sugar down. He was taking supplements, and he thought he was doing all the right things, but his blood sugar wasn't going down. And folks, if your blood sugar isn't going down, and you're on chromium, you're on vanadium, you're taking magnesium, you're taking your B vitamins, you're thinking you're doing everything nutritionally, but your blood sugar's not moving, chances are it's probably something you're eating. So I asked the guy what he was doing. He said he was cutting out all the sugars, and his blood sugar was still higher than it wanted to be. And as it turns out, as it usually will, if your blood sugar is high, there's going to be some sneaky places where sugar is creeping in your diet, and that's exactly what was happening with this gentleman. This guy was eating something called Ezekiel bread, which is a type of bread that's made from grains like wheat and millet that have been sprouted. And when you sprout a grain, the grain becomes alive, and that sprout starts to digest the sugars in the grain. It digests the sugars in the grain and turns them into protein, and sprouted grains are typically way better for you than regular grains. Ezekiel bread is made from these sprouted grains. Ezekiel bread is named for the prophet Ezekiel, who in the Bible was given a recipe for making bread. Ezekiel 4:9 says, take also unto yourself wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, spelt, and put them in one vessel and make yourself bread. And so the folks who make Ezekiel bread follow this recipe. They name their product Ezekiel bread. Now, sprouted grain breads in general, Ezekiel bread is just one kind. There's something called Genesis bread that the same company that makes Ezekiel bread, the Food for Life company out of California, makes. There's another sprouted bread that I know of called Manna bread. There's probably other ones as well. These sprouted grain breads are marketed as being a healthy food choice. And in reality, these kinds of breads are healthy when compared to regular bread. But that doesn't mean that they're healthy. It just means that they're healthy when compared to regular bread. The minerals in the grains are more available once you sprout them. So Ezekiel bread and sprouted breads have more available minerals. There's more protein in sprouted bread. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean that overall you're looking at a health food, especially if you have sugar problems. The difference between sprouted bread products and regular bread is mostly in the fact that while regular bread is made from wheat flour, which is ground up wheat kernels, sprouted bread is made from kernels that have already sprouted. And because these sprouts are using up the sugar and the wheat kernels to make protein, Ezekiel bread and sprouted breads are going to have less sugar and more protein. But because the kernels are not all the way sprouted, there is still sugar in Ezekiel bread. Not as much maybe as in regular bread, but unless the kernel is completely sprouted and there's nothing left but the shell, you're still getting sugar. And all you got to do is look at the nutritional facts to find this out. A slice of Ezekiel bread has about 3 teaspoonfuls of sugar, and most people are eating 2 or 3 slices. So that means you're looking at 6 teaspoonfuls of sugar if you're eating 2 slices of bread. That's a lot of sugar, folks. And if you're eating 3 or 4 slices, you're looking at 9 to 12 teaspoonfuls of sugar. Can you just picture that in your mind's eye, what that would look like? 9 teaspoonfuls of sugar from 3 slices of bread. It's not table sugar. I understand that. It's starch, but it's still going to get turned into sugar in the body. And it will activate your insulin system. It will activate your blood sugar. It will activate problems with diabetes in a negative fashion. And that is the problem that's why you want to be paying attention to the foods that you're eating. This particular guy couldn't figure out why his blood sugar was going up or his blood sugar wasn't changing, even though he was on supplements, but he was eating a lot of Ezekiel bread. Even without checking the nutrition facts, you can tell that Ezekiel bread or sprouted breads in general may be problematic. You know why? Because people like it. And I'm not even talking about the cinnamon raisin forms of Ezekiel bread, which have even more sugar. Why do you think people like Ezekiel bread and sprouted bread so much? Well, it's probably not the fat. There's not a lot of fat in Ezekiel bread. There's only about 0.5 gram of fat per slice. And it's probably not the protein, because there's not a heck of a lot of protein in Ezekiel bread or sprouted breads. A little bit of fiber, that's true, but people don't exactly go nuts about getting their fiber. So you got protein, you got fat, you got fiber. What else could there be? Oh, yeah, sugar, carbohydrates. So one of the major clues that Ezekiel bread may have a lot of sugar in it is that a lot of people like it. People eat Ezekiel bread by itself. They like it so much. Your average slice of white bread has about 20 to 25 calories, but an average slice of Ezekiel bread has 80 calories. Where do you think those calories are coming from? They're not coming from protein, and they're not coming from fat, and fiber doesn't have any calories, so that only leaves one source. There's over 3 times more calories in a slice of Ezekiel bread than there is in a slice of white bread, and they are sugar-packed calories. In fact, not including the fiber, there's no calories in fiber, almost half the calories from Ezekiel bread come from carbohydrates. It's not sucrose, it's not table sugar, it may be in the form of starch, but it's still going to have an effect on your blood glucose. 3 teaspoonfuls of sugar per slice. Now, I'm not beating up on Ezekiel bread. There's definitely some good stuff in there. You're going to get some protein value for sure. Even a tiny little bit of fat, and you're going to get some fiber. It's not as bad as white bread or cake or pasta, which are absolutely terrible foods, but it's still a load of sugar, sugar that you don't need, and sugar that can be messing up your insulin, messing up your blood sugar, and making your diabetes worse. That's why we have to be savvy, folks. That's why we have to be nutrition readers. Sprouted bread is absolutely, positively a better choice to make than regular bread, but if you're a diabetic and you're concerned about blood sugar, there's very little upside to eating Ezekiel bread or eating any other sprouted bread. In case you're wondering, Ezekiel bread and sprouted breads are not gluten-free. So if you have a digestive problem, if you have celiac disease, if you have ulcerative colitis, if you know you should be staying off bread, you probably should be staying off sprouted bread too. Now, sprouts by themselves, those things are amazing. Just bean sprouts or broccoli sprouts or wheatgrass sprouts, sprouted foods that you get at health food stores, those are quite possibly the single most powerful and nutrition-dense, nutrition-packed food you'll ever find. Maybe algae and seaweed might be a little bit more nutritionally dense, but sprouts are certainly up there when it comes to the top 10 list of most perfect, nutritionally loaded foods. Sprouts are awesome, but Ezekiel bread and sprouted bread doesn't taste anything like sprouts, folks. In fact, it tastes like bread. Heavy, thick bread, but bread, nonetheless. What we want to be doing, if we're thinking about blood sugar, is not using a different type of bread, not using Ezekiel bread or sprouted bread, but weaning ourselves off of the bread, that kind of taste, that bread taste that we need. We want to gradually wean ourselves off of the bread taste instead of substituting bread. I'm not beating up on Ezekiel bread. Let me say that again. I'm not beating up on sprouted bread or Ezekiel bread. I'm just saying, let's not be fooling ourselves. We've got to look at the nutrition facts. If it says sugar, if it says carbohydrates, you're looking at sugar. Maybe in the form of starch, which is just a complex sugar, but it's going to have the same effect on your blood sugar. It's not good for diabetes, and you want to be careful. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Got some folks who want to talk to us. We'll get to you in our next segment. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, friends, to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you're on hold, hang tight. We will get to you in just a moment. I want to just wind down a little bit more about this whole idea about Ezekiel bread and watching out for your nutrition labels. You want to be a nutrition label reader, folks. In the coming program, we're going to talk about how you read a nutrition label. But if you're a diabetic, if you're concerned about blood sugar, one of the most important parts of a nutrition label that you want to focus on is the word carbohydrates. Carbohydrates equals sugar. And on the nutrition label, when it says total carbohydrates, they're going to break those carbohydrates down into non-digestible sugars. They'll break it down into fiber. And the remaining carbohydrates are always going to be substances that are going to mess up your blood sugar. So if you're interested in losing weight, if you're carb counting, sugar counting, if you're diabetic, if you want to lower your insulin or lower your blood sugars, all processed foods, all packaged foods, I should say, have a nutrition label on them. And that nutrition label will tell you exactly how many carbohydrates are in there. And you always want to divide the grams. A couple things you want to make sure of. Grams should be divided into teaspoons to give you a more accurate picture of how much sugar you're dealing with. If it says 15 grams, that means 3 teaspoons of sugar, because a teaspoon is 5 grams of sugar. And then the second thing that's important to recognize is the serving size, because a lot of nutrition label facts will play loose and fast with the serving size. So you may get a can of Pringles or a bag of potato chips, and on the potato chips nutrition facts, it'll say carbohydrates 2 grams or 3 grams or something like that. But then you look at the serving size, and the serving size is 2 potato chips or 3 potato chips. So you want to take into account the serving size and make sure that that's realistic. A realistic serving size, and you want to take into account the carbohydrates and divide the grams up by 5 to get the amount of teaspoons of sugar that you're dealing with, subtracting out non-digestible carbohydrates, which will be listed, subtracting out fiber, which will be listed, and the rest of that carbohydrate total means sugar, and it's something you want to watch out for. Ezekiel bread contains around 15 grams of sugar or so per slice of bread. That's a lot of sugar, folks. And there is some of that is fiber, but a lot of that is digestible sugar that will mess up your blood glucose. So that's something that you need to watch out for. I'm not beating up on Ezekiel bread for sure, but what we really want to be looking at is weaning ourselves away from bread and more towards protein and essential fatty acids. Same thing with sugar substitutes also. Stevia and xylitol, for example, those are good sugar substitutes, but they're sweet. And we want to wean ourselves away from the sweet taste. We don't want to be a slave to sweet, just like we don't want to be a slave to food. We don't want to be a slave to bread. The idea is not to substitute an alternative bread or an alternative sweet. The idea is to wean ourselves away from the bread or away from the sweet taste. The best way to do that is by upping your intake of powdered protein, whey protein, hemp seed protein, soy protein, making sure you're eating enough eggs and protein foods. Beef isn't necessarily a good source of protein, but if you're a big time meat eater, up your intake of beef protein or chicken protein, whatever it is, and make sure you're upping your intake of fats as well. Essential fatty acids, of course, I'm talking about not plain processed or regular old fat, but EFAs. If you're concerned about eating too much for Christmas or eating too much over the holidays, you got all these holiday parties to go to, the absolute finest way to wean yourself away from calories, to make it easy to get off of calories, to make it easy to withstand or resist the temptation to eat those holiday foods or eat a big holiday meal, the best thing you could do is before you go off to your party, before you go off to your office party, before you eat your Christmas dinner or your New Year's meal, whatever it is you're eating, before your big meal, make sure that you dose yourself with a serious jolt of protein and a serious jolt of essential fatty acids. Make a smoothie before you go to your party. Make a smoothie the morning of your big dinner. Make a smoothie for lunch the day of your big dinner. Use a lot of protein, use a lot of essential fatty acids, and you'll find that it's much easier to resist the buffet table or the cakes or the sweets or all the crap that people serve over the holidays. I don't believe in willpower. I don't like willpower. I don't like the idea of fighting. It should be easy. And what we want to do is we want to find avenues, approaches that we can take via our nutrition and the way we feed ourselves that will allow us to naturally withstand the temptation to pig out, which everybody does over the holidays. You ever notice that the first week after New Year's that the gyms are always packed because we always feel guilty about what we're eating, about what we ate over the holidays? Well, you won't have to do that. If you, this holiday season, if you up your protein, you up your fats, you'll find that you're not going to the gym forcing yourself to lose 50 pounds that you gained the last 2 months of the year because you were pigging out at some holiday dinners and office parties. All right, got a bunch of folks who want to talk to us. Our number is 866-582-9933 tomorrow. And over the coming days, we'll continue talking about heart disease, non-drug heart health strategies, using nutritional supplementation, using B vitamins, using essential fatty acids, using strange supplements like creatine, which can be very helpful for cardiovascular issues, carnitine. We haven't talked about carnitine on the program very much, but carnitine is a great amino acid-like substance that you can use for your ticker. Coenzyme Q10, super, super, mega important for the heart. If you're on statin drugs, you want to be taking Coenzyme Q10. We'll be covering all of these subjects in the coming days. Our number is 866-582-9933. Let's go off to Texas and see what John has to say. What's up, John?
Hey there, Ben.
Hey,
big
buddy.
Fan of the show.
Thank you.
Just had a quick question for you. My sister, she's been suffering from some fainting spells lately.
Okay.
And we took her to the doctor. She was diagnosed with hypoglycemia.
A hypoglycemia,
huh? Yes, sir. And basically, I was wondering what the best diet we could give her, and also immediately after she's been passing out, you know, we were told to, you know, feed her something. You know,
sugar.
Yeah, I guess sugar is, you know, just any sugar, is that the best thing to feed her?
Wow. Or, you know, that's a good question. All those are really good questions. Let me talk about that for a second. Thanks for your call, too, John. Hyperglycemia simply means low blood sugar. All right? Fainting spells can definitely be related to low blood sugar. So here's the deal. Okay. What happens over time when we eat a lot of sugar is our body starts to handle that sugar really well. Sugar is really, really hard for the body, and so the body has evolved these mechanisms for pulling the sugar out of the blood. If you're eating a lot of sugar, those mechanisms for pulling the sugar out of the blood become very, very skilled, very, very fine-tuned. And when those mechanisms become fine-tuned, as soon as you put sugar in your body, it gets yanked out of your blood. And that's called hypoglycemia. So once again, when you're eating a lot of sugar, the mechanisms for pulling sugar out of the blood become very, very fine-tuned, very effective. Now, those mechanisms are insulin. For those of you listening to the program, you know that. But I don't want to go off on this whole idea of insulin. I want you to understand that hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, can ensue over a lifetime of eating lots of sugar because the mechanisms for pulling sugar out of the blood become very, very fine-tuned, very effective. That's where most hypoglycemic episodes come from. So what you want to do in order to get yourself off of that hypoglycemic roller coaster, the high blood sugar, low blood sugar roller coaster, is you want to make sure that you're keeping the blood sugar stable by avoiding spikes. That means avoiding any of the fast-burning sugars that we talk about on the program. That's the problem with the fruit juices and the breads and the processed sugars and the cakes and the candies and the potatoes and the corn. All of these foods give the body a really quick, fast jolt of sugar, and then the body freaks out and it yanks all the sugar out, and then you go into hypoglycemia. So when she has her hypoglycemic episode, she probably should have a little bit of fruit juice or something, very, very little. But the ideal situation is to have her not go into that hypoglycemic condition. I'll tell you how you do that when we come back from our break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. Peggy, hang tight. John, Mike, hang tight. We'll get to you guys in our next segment. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand-cranked headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and you and your phone calls at 866-582-9933. We're talking about hypoglycemia and how strategies that you can use to avoid hypoglycemia. Low blood sugar. When you eat a lot of sugar over the course of time, your body's mechanisms for pulling sugar out of the blood become very effective. And it pulls sugar out of the blood so fast, you go into low blood sugar. So, of course, if you're like most people, you'll go out and get some more sugar, and then the same thing happens. It happens over and over again. I call that the hyperglycemic roller coaster, the high blood sugar, low blood sugar roller coaster. The best way to prevent that from happening is to restrict your intake of fast-burning sugars. The next thing that you want to do is make sure you're getting enough fiber and foods that slow down the release of sugar. Vegetables are your best source of substances that can slow down the release of sugar, not just fiber, but also nutrients. You should be eating 5 or 6 or 7 servings of vegetables every day, especially fibery vegetables like broccoli and Brussels sprouts, collard greens, winter squash. All of these have lots of fiber that can slow down the release of sugar. Eat more grounding foods, protein foods, and essential fatty acids. Those can also help reduce episodes and incidences of hypoglycemia. Those can get you off that roller coaster. And then there's wonderful nutritional supplements that can stabilize blood sugar. Chromium and vanadium and zinc and magnesium are probably the most important minerals, although selenium is important. Then there's vitamins. Vitamin B1 and B3 are extremely, extremely important for sugar metabolism. Vitamin B1 is thiamine. Vitamin B3 is niacin. You can actually take extra thiamine and extra niacin, but when you do that, you want to make sure that you're getting the entire B complex. You never want to take one B vitamin without the whole sequence of B vitamins. So for reducing those hypoglycemic episodes, you want to make sure that you're eating more fibery kinds of vegetables, eliminating the fast-burning, quick-burning sugars that we're always beating up on the program, and then making sure that you're getting minerals like chromium, vanadium, zinc, and magnesium, and then the B vitamins, especially thiamine and niacin. Eating more vegetables and eating more protein and essential fatty acids and weaning yourself off of the fast-burning sugars, though, is going to be your best strategy. Thanks so much for calling, John. Appreciate it. By the way, if your sister does have hypoglycemic episodes, then you do need a little bit of sugar, but you don't want it to be like a big jolt of sugar, because that's just going to put you on the roller coaster. Better off to have slow-burning sugars like the kind that you get from sweet vegetables, carrots, and beets. Or good choices. Thanks for calling, too. And thanks for your kind words. John in Texas, let's go back stay in Texas, actually, and talk to Peggy. What's up, Peggy?
Yes, good morning, sir. I have a question. I have been on hormones
since 1990, and I have tried to rid myself of all my prescription medication. I've just recently stopped taking the hormones. Now I'm having a rash of migraine headaches as well as the hot flashes.
What hormones were you taking?
Primarin.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know they still use that even. Was it just Premarin, or were you on something else? Was it just Premarin?
Just Premarin, yes.
Did you have a hysterectomy?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right, well, it's going to be a little bit tougher because you're missing some key organs there, but there's a couple things for you to try. Your body doesn't just make hormones in your reproductive organs. It doesn't just make estrogen in the organs that they take out when you have a hysterectomy. It also makes estrogen and other hormones in the adrenal glands. So what you want to be doing is you want to be making sure that your adrenal glands are working perfectly. And the best way to do that is to reduce anything that causes psychological, emotional, spiritual, or physical stresses. So that means laying off of sugar because what we were just talking about with our last caller, hypoglycemia will stress out the adrenal glands. So as best as you can, lay off of the fast-burning sugars. It's very, very important for hormone health in addition to being important for diabetics and for hypoglycemia. It's also important for hormone health, laying off of the sugar because that will stress your secondary gland for the production of hormones, and that's the adrenals. We want to get into as much adrenal hormones as possible. So laying off of sugar is going to be very important, and eliminating any kind of stressors, emotional stressors, mental stressors, psychological stressors, all of those are going to be important for adrenal health. Deep breathing is also very important for the adrenal glands. Slow breathing in, oxygenation, and powerful exhalation. A lot of times when we think about deep breathing, we think about breathing in, but we don't talk about exhalation. You're blowing off toxicity. You're blowing off acid when you exhale, and it can be very important for the adrenal glands to have a nice, powerful exhale as much as it's important to have a powerful inhale. And then there's great nutrients for the adrenal glands. The B complex is especially important, and B5 is key in the B complex. So take the entire B complex, but take extra doses of vitamin B5, maybe 1,000 milligrams of vitamin B5 every time you do your B complex. The best way to get your B complex, by the way, is in liquid form, like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you are taking a capsule or a tablet, B vitamin capsule or tablet, look for something called B100 and take it with lots of water. But it's always best to drink your B vitamins, and that's why I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine so much. When you take your B vitamins, throw in 500 to 1,000 milligrams of vitamin B5. Very important for the adrenal glands. Vitamin A is also very important for the adrenal glands. I'd be taking 20,000 international units a day, and that's also important for female hormones as well. And then a zinc superstar mineral for the adrenal glands, 50 milligrams a day. Look for zinc picolinate. Vitamin C, very, very important for the adrenal glands, maybe 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. And then for general hormone health, the essential fatty acids are super, super important. And ladies, if you have menstrual cramps or if you're going through menopause or if you have hot flashes, you will think essential fatty acids are a miracle. They can do amazing things to reduce or eliminate hot flashes and cramping, both of which can be caused by hormone problems. So get yourself on some EFAs. I like the liquid EFAs, and you can find those in health food stores, but you can also get the capsules like the Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity. When you're picking your essential fatty acids, EFAs are essential fatty acids, look for omega-6s and omega-3s. You want them both. But primarily, you're going to want to work on anything that stresses the adrenal glands in addition to the supplements, and then stay away from hypoglycemia. Anything that causes low blood sugar is going to mess up adrenal health. If you have, I know I've given you a lot of information, and you may want to review these on the archives. If you have any digestive problems, Peggy, that also will mess up the adrenal glands. That will also mess up your blood sugar system, and that will also mess up your hormones. So if you have any kind of digestive problem, which you'll know after you eat, if you feel bloated or gassy or discomfort of any kind, does that sound familiar at all?
It does sound familiar, but also you were talking about the adrenal gland. I've had some problems with some rashes that will come. They're like a red burning area. They'll come and then they'll go away in about 2 weeks, and then they'll come back maybe 3 weeks later in the same place.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but all that has to do with assuming that the rash, you're not on any medicine, are you? Are you taking, aside from the hormones?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, rashes usually indicate some kind of allergic reaction, and that oftentimes oftentimes has to do with a digestive condition. If you have an underlying digestive problem, that's going to seriously stress the adrenal glands. So that's going to be something that you need to work on as well. So you got a heck of a lot of places you can work there. That is good news, Peggy, because that means you can start to notice results almost immediately once you start to take in some of these strategies. I know I gave you a ton of information. If you want, you can send me an email, ben@ksco.com. I'm way behind on my emails, but if you put on there somewhere in the subject that we talked on the air, I'll try to give you a little bit more detailed information via writing. So you could do that. And I'm sorry, I have to move on. I want to get Mike in California. He's been holding on for a while. Mike, what's going on, buddy? Real quick. Got about a minute.
Good morning, Mr. Pharmacist Ben. God bless all you guys. And your format's great. It's been listening to you a long time and actually learned a heck of a lot of stuff.
Thank you, buddy.
I've been having a hard time finding work down here, and it looks like I might have to take a gig up in the mountains where it's like between 0 and 30 degrees. What's a good additional supplements I should take to bolster me to stay warm and not catch pneumonia?
Okay, great question, especially this time of year as it's getting colder. Number one, the most important thing to do when you want to prevent a cold is when you feel the cold coming on. That's the most important time to catch that cold. Once you feel that cold coming on, you'll feel a little sluggish, you'll feel a little slow, you may find a little stuffiness, or you may have a little dizziness. When you feel that cold coming on, that's the time that you want to kick in with all of your strategies for preventing the cold. And here's what you want to do. Number one, drink about a half a gallon to a gallon of water during the day. Just guzzle water. What'll happen is it'll force toxins out of your body, and you'll pee out all that cold, all the stuff that's causing a cold. Make sure you're getting high doses of vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams a day minimum, but ideally 5,000 to 10,000 milligrams. Make sure you're getting 50 milligrams a day of zinc. And last but not least, try to get 12 hours of sleep in one night. Do whatever it takes to get 12 hours of sleep. We repair ourselves during the night while we're sleeping. And when you wake up in the morning, you're going to feel a lot better. Thanks so much, Mike. Thanks for all our callers. Appreciate every last one of you guys for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.